Welcome to Ask Pastor John, featuring questions to help you apply God's truth to the issues of this life and the next. Our host is pastor and author John Piper. There is a saying, to avoid criticism, do nothing, say nothing, be nothing. And John, a friend recently introduced me to a line of online criticism of some of your teaching. How do you respond when you learn someone has taken you to task theologically?
Well, it depends on how serious it is, whether they're serious and whether they're competent and respectable. If I get word that a person that I respect or a person who's careful and thoughtful and not off the wall, I want to look at what I'm thinking and ask, have they seen something that makes my view unbiblical? And if so, I don't want to stay there. So I hope with regard to serious criticism of people that are responsible readers of the Bible, I would listen and grow. There's a lot of criticism that doesn't seem to demand that kind of careful attention because they're just missing it. They're saying things that I've thought about 100 times and I've worked it through over and over, and therefore I don't think they're right. And I don't lose a lot of sleep over it. I've not had anybody in that position that I think is mounting some huge crusade that's going to cause me to be kicked out of my church or something. So I've never had that kind of existential crisis where the opposition against me feels like it's going to have any repercussions anywhere significantly. So by and large, I don't even know what you're referring to on the web, but I don't lose any sleep over it.
Hmm. Well, turning it around, if you believe that someone else is wrong about the faith, what's a proper way to respond to perceived mistakes?
A lot of that's going to have to do with the relational dynamics. If they're in your church, they're in my church, it's my pastoral duty to pursue someone and talk to them and confront them and exhort them. It's what a shepherd is for. And it might lead towards some kind of discipline if it were serious enough and they were unrepentant. So pursuit, personal pursuit. And then as the concentric circles move out relationally, then I think we deal with people more or less directly or indirectly. I think if somebody's published something on the web or in a book, they're fair game to be spoken about publicly. If there's a relationship there, then I think following through at that level is really valuable.
If you have a question for John Piper, send it to us. The address is radio@desiringgod.org. Radio, R-A-D-I-O, @desiringgod.org. You will also find a wealth of Christ-exalting resources, from free sermons and online books to questions and answers and much more, at www.desiringgod.org.